This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. Happy pre-Thanksgiving and Black Friday sales coming up in just 2 days. My wife has found that a lot of these streaming services like a Peacock, Paramount Plus, they're all got deals going on. She's like, look at this. They've never been this cheap. I'm taking advantage. So I don't think we're going out in 2025 at all. We're just going to be home watching all these services, all these movies. She's got all these great deals, you know, everything from half price to just
right.
70% off. I mean, look around. There's deals out there.
Yeah. So what did you guys normally have? Just like Netflix?
Yeah, that's it.
That was Netflix.
Yeah.
See, I have all the streaming services, all of them, and I still can't find a stinking thing to watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Good luck. I'm telling you, is there such a thing as too many options? Like, to fish through all of this, there's so much junk. I don't know. It used to be like the quality of content coming out. Now it's just the quantity. Just like how, it's too much. It's too much junky instead of really good stuff.
I don't know. All I'm thinking about is if I should go through and cancel all of my streaming services to try and get these Black Friday deals. I caved on Peacock. I was standing strong to not get Peacock up until the Olympics. And then I caved and I gave in. And now I'm like, if I had waited, I could have just gotten all of the recaps online, gotten Peacock for like $3 next year.
Can you cancel these services and then try to get them back better with a Black Friday special?
I'm sure. Because they want to nail you on as soon as that fee is over. They want to renew it at full price because they want you to forget about it.
I'm still riding my Hulu discount. I had a student discount when I was in college and it just has stayed.
Wow.
They haven't gone through and like renegotiated. And it'll go through and like pull up. Do you want to upgrade on Hulu every couple months? And I'm like, nope, this is fine. I'll keep the commercials.
See, I was just lecturing Mama J because she pays a ton for cable and she doesn't have any streaming services. But then at the end of the month, when I'm paying off all my streaming services, I'm like, okay, so it's just the same. It's the same as having cable and buying all the...
And still, there's nothing to watch either way.
Still, I'm watching reruns of Bridgerton.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bow, producer Hope, you were just talking about how you still use your student status to get good streaming service. How old are you and you're still using some student status to get discounts?
Listen, other places that I got student discounts through, you had to use a student email. So I feel like this is on Hulu that they did not make me use a student email and they have not double checked.
But is she alone? Are you taking advantage too? You're
right.
35, still using a student discount. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. Safe travels. Follow us on the free Odyssey app. Really easy. Download on your smartphone. You can listen to us anywhere you're going or anywhere you're coming back from. Follow 92.5 WBE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. I almost miss back in the day, Black Friday. We'd eat good for Thanksgiving. Then we'd take a big old nap. And then, boom, we're ready to be at the stores at midnight for the deals, the specials. The lines are getting long. It was like a rite of passage. You're there with your family and you're hustling for those Black Friday deals. They don't really do it like that anymore.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner, we'd finish up and then we'd hop in the car. My mom goes, come on, guys, let's go drive by the Best Buy. We just slowly look at the line of all the campers hanging out, waiting 7 p.m. And this was when the stores opened at 6 a.m. So they were out there all night. And then I remember gradually it went from 6 to 5 to midnight to 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Now it's just Black Friday week.
That's true. It's a Black Friday week. No real lines.
Yeah.
The specials are all week long. No craziness. Everyone trying to get through the doorbuster sales, you know, busting through the door, literally. It got violent back in the day at some times for those deals.
I was watching a special that said it kind of began with Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Okay.
In the 80s. And that's where Black Friday really caught on. And then people getting trampled for flat screens and, you know, like you said, laying out. And it did. It, for some reason, it became like a pop phenomenon that businesses were like, oh, hey, it's supply and demand. And we're just going to have a limited amount of things for a very affordable price. And then it's like the Hunger Games. We're going to watch people elbow each other in the jaw until they get it. It was crazy. And isn't it weird that we missed that?
Yeah.
Because my sister and I, trust me, we would have so much fun. That was like our time. And we were so tired, we were delusional.
Right.
And so we were laughing at things that weren't even there or funny. And we're still like, okay, now let's go to Toys R Us. And we got to Toys R Us.
And then you'd crash after you got home and you'd wake up and go, what did I even buy?
I know.
Does anybody even want this? Oh, it was on sale. I had to get it. Okay. I know. Not only are they doing the Black Friday week specials at the brick and mortar, we have Amazon now. Sales all the time. So you're not rushing for that one doorbuster item. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club diet start on Monday. Have fun, family and friends, getting a good eat on and getting your decorating on. We're talking about Mama Jay says, I don't want the big tree anymore.
Well, she doesn't want any tree. And so this is the, like, I got my love of Christmas from my mom, obviously, and also my drama from my mother. I'll preface all of this by saying it doesn't fall far from the tree. You know what I mean? So when Morgan first went in, now she's out, and of course she'll be here for Thanksgiving and Christmas now, but back when she went to basic training, I was so upset, and I was like, I'm canceling Christmas. And I just remember sitting in the in-law suite basement of my house crying, and she walked in the side door, and she was like, you cannot cancel Christmas. Life goes on. You have to get up. I will help you put up these Christmas decorations. I was like, it's not the same without her. Like, I was so, I mean, the listeners remember, I couldn't stop crying. It was ridiculous. I could not stop crying. I would come in every single morning. I would cry randomly on the air. I couldn't help it. So I feel like that's the way she handled it with me.
Mama Jay.
Yes. So now that she's kind of down, I feel like if I go in there and I set some stuff up for her, not over the top, not anything she has to handle, I'll set it up, I'll come back, I'll take it down, but just something for her to have some lights to turn on for, you know, the dark evenings and stuff. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and at least Mama Jay has you and your family around.
I'm there all the time.
Bring
so
the Christmas.
So it's not like, oh, nobody comes over. You have grandkids.
Yeah.
You have other people.
Holiday spirit. Bring some life to Mama Jay. Just take over.
I think we all have had times in our life when you just need a loved one to come and help you by your bootstraps. You know what I mean? You're down and you need someone who loves you to help you a little bit. And that's what I feel like is happening right now.
I agree. Mama Jay's lucky. Pick her up. I wish my mom was still alive. Gone 23 years. And I remember she downsized from a big tree to the little tree on the counter, which I still have. I still have her little tree that you plug in. It's a memory when I put it in. I think about my mom.
Right.
It also helps because of my little fur babies. They'll mark a big tree. So we don't do a big tree anymore. We can't trust those little guys. But you know, we're here for you. It maybe you, and I'll be honest, I'm here to help you. I don't have any grandparents. My mom's gone. Sometimes you just need someone to talk to. Say hello. Yeah, call us anytime, 585-252-WB. Give us a text. Say, hey, Bo, I'd love to catch up with you. B-Morning Coffee Club. I'd love to talk during a holiday season. Reach out to us. We're really here for you. We get it. You know me, I don't like being alone. So if someone maybe is alone because they can't help it and you need some companionship, we're here for you. Don't be shy. Decorations are a cool thing to collaborate with, but sometimes it's just being a good listener. We're here for you. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're talking about the spirit of the season. Some, it's past them. They don't want to really do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mama J, TJ's mom, says, yeah, I don't want any decorations. I'm not feeling it.
On our Facebook page, this person says, TJ, it's not about you. It's about your mother and her sense of dignity. So get over it. My parents are gone now, but my parents made a transition to less decorating several years before that. I missed the tree, but it worked for them.
Hmm. Well, it's so hard to figure out what the right thing to do is because there's that message. And then Ginger on our Facebook page said, my mom was huge into Christmas. And then when she passed, my dad didn't want anything. He was actually kind of mean about it. And while he was away one day, I went over, I just put a few lights on an outdoor bush and then a little tabletop tree up. He came home, he cried, and he loved it. 17 years later, he's still asking, when are we going to put the tree up? So it was a loved one that kind of helped him through it. So it's, you know, I'm certainly know it's not about me.
No,
and I hope it's not come across that this is about me. I want to make sure my mama is happy all the time, 24/7, because she deserves it. That's what this is all about.